This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, what a wonderful... What a wonderful day it is, if I say so myself. Welcome back to Dynamic Banter. Last episode, I was not there because I was feeling very ill.
Very sick.
And Mike ended up doing an episode with Zoya, and I truthfully have not listened to it yet, but I posted it, so I listened to some... I skimmed it.
You skimmed. Skimmed it. Can you describe your symptoms of you're very ill?
Well, before I do that, and it's because it's me, let me introduce my beautiful co-host. The lovely, wonderful, always hilarious, yes. Dirty, rotten piece of shit,
That's
Lee Newton.
Me. You got Newton. It. D-R-P-S.
Lee, have you ever been on Dynamic Banter?
Yes, I
you,
was.
You were not alone, though.
Not alone. I was with the Valley Folk when we...
That's right. We did the Valley that. Folk episode.
And yeah. I've done a Penny Marshall bit.
Oh, that's right. For the commentarium.
For commentarium.
You were Penny Marshall. That's
had a great
right.
time doing that. I did lose my voice afterwards.
Because you talk like that.
Because I was Penny Marshall.
You were Penny
Marshall. Oh, yeah, Penny Marshall.
And I have a really good Mike Falzone impression.
Oh, yeah. You did it at lunch today.
Mike Falzone.
Hey, Mike, do you want to plug anything?
I got a lot of comedy joke coming up. You got a whoopity doody whop up Mike in the morning.
Lee,
I think
thank
I
you.
That.
Thank you for, yeah, I think you should just jump into it sometimes.
I just don't want Mike to think that was making fun of him because genuinely that's how I hear
Why would
his
he
voice.
Think that? He's a comedian. He should understand we all make fun of each
yeah,
other all
no,
the time.
Yeah, no, that's a very good, I just do genuinely, like, I hear his voice through that filter, so.
I mean, I honestly couldn't tell the difference between his real voice and your impression.
No, I think his, I mean, it sounds a lot like some chains on the back of a car just driving.
Like the Just Married cans?
Yeah. Tink, 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 tink. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I love it.
So, Lee Newton, you, yes. This is the first time it's just me and you
just
on
me
the podcast.
And you.
And I'm very happy to have you here. Mike is out of town. I'm actually not sure where the fuck he is.
He's in Washington.
I can't keep track of where he
I
goes.
Think.
I'm not
all
his goddamn
I know,
dad.
Whoa. I'm going to be honest. My dad has no idea where I'm
I do
right
know,
now.
By the way. I should. Well, you know what? I'm going to wait for him to be on the podcast to call him out on this. But I got something to call him out on.
Oh, okay.
But I'll save it for the next one when he's on so he can defend himself. But anyway, welcome to Dynamic Banter. So, Lee... you and I did something interesting today.
We did.
Yeah. With Mr. Elliot Morgan.
We did. It was so much fun, so exciting, so scary.
What did
so
we do?
Wonderful.
Tell the audience.
We went and looked at Valley Folk office spaces. I mean, office is a weird word because we need like production
spaces. No, it's
spaces.
Office.
It's office. But like.
Basically the new SourceFed office.
The new SourceFed office, but for the Valley Folk,
for the Valley
obviously.
Folk. Yeah.
And it was fun. I mean, it wasn't. We didn't see that many, but we saw some, and it was...
We saw, like, four or five places,
because
each place had, like, two places,
yeah.
And we went to three places. So maybe four. We saw four places.
We saw four, which is...
Actually, I think we saw three in the first place, but we didn't show you the...
They don't
we didn't show you the other
garbage.
One. Yeah, one of them was real garbage. I mean, the thing is, like, we're not Philip DeFranco by any means, and we don't have that kind of scratch.
No, we're looking on a budget.
We're looking on a budget.
We're going to be sweet beans about it, and we're going to be, you know, painting a lot of walls and holding a lot for noise, and we're going to be in that place. It is very exciting. I was actually talking to a friend recently, and they, without context to what was happening in my life, because I tend to talk to my friends a lot without industry talk. I think that feels nice.
Yeah, it's great to talk to people outside of the
outside,
industry.
Well, it's also like even if they're in, and it's like, let's just not talk about that for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah.
But they were saying, they were like, well, you know, I haven't felt alive, you know, like where I was so hopeful about the industry and so hopeful and excited about, you know, this business and everything, like since I was posting to YouTube. And it was such a weird, I mean, they were posting way back in the day,
sure.
But it was such a brilliant little thing that like I kind of needed to hear in that moment because... It made me realize, like, even though this is stressful and crazy and, like, and all in the best way, like, all in the most beautiful way, is this stressful and crazy. It's all wonderful stresses to have.
It's the kind of stress that, like,
that you would dream of. That,
it's the kind of stress that unfortunately is unavoidable for what we're
totally
doing.
Totally. 100%. I think, I mean, and I would much rather this stress than a Roth IRA or what, you know, all
or
those
whatever
things.
Or
anything that I couldn't sit here. Any adult stuff, truthfully. But, like, it really, I needed to hear it in that moment because it got me so excited to be like, oh yeah, like we are in that phase where we can just, like, we're making things that we want to make.
Yeah,
and
we're
literally so important.
We don't have to ask. We don't have to answer to anybody.
We don't have to answer to anyone. And that was such a halt in the past of, like, answering and then getting into that point of, like, you know, the clickbait thing and then, like, thumbnails.
Yeah, and having
and blah,
to do
and
the
having,
clickbait thing.
It's exhausting.
Having to find a sexy fucking story that we could put on the fuck so we could put boobs on the fucking thumbnail.
It's exhausting.
We had to play the game.
Yeah.
And to a degree, I think with the Valley Folk, we might have to play the game a little too, but we're going to do it our way. I'm sorry.
Owen always chimes in. Yes, to Owen.
Owen says we get a little funnier when we're angry.
Yeah, that's true. I think we definitely, I would definitely do a pretty polarizing opinion when I didn't want to do a story. Like, when I didn't want to do a story, you could always tell.
Yeah, you could,
I would,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
do
and,
a pretty
and that
aggressive.
Doesn't, it, look, even if it's funny, it's, like, not a good space to be in. It's not
no,
a good, it's not, it,
it's
like,
not.
I know what that feeling was when they would force us to do things we didn't want to do.
But it's
and
just,
it's if you feel like garbage, you feel like trash, you feel like a monkey.
You, I don't know, I
jumping
think,
for the masses.
Yes, you do, and it's such a weird thing. Like, I feel I have so much faith in all four of us, like in our talent individually, and also like it just as people. And so it's like a really beautiful place to be in, where you're like, oh, I know that all four of those people can carry such beautiful things, and don't have to be told what to do.
Right,
you know, like don't have to be pigeonholed and don't have to do that. Like, it's a well of, you know, wonderful ideas and creativity, and that just makes me really happy.
Yeah,
excited,
yeah.
I think I'm
really excited about it, and I've talked about this a million times, but I'm just happy to be working with my pals again.
That's exactly
it's
it.
So much
we
fun.
Still like each other. We still laugh a lot. There's still context to our lives that we still like.
Our sexual tension is still super
palpable.
Intense.
I mean,
the
it is.
The passion is there. Yeah. So,
like, it's a total will they, won't they with Elliot and Joe.
But
like,
before this becomes like a total Valley Cast episode.
That's it. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. I also just wanted to bring up that we were looking for Valley Folk offices today, and that
was
very exciting.
Really fun and very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We
might have found the place we just have to get because we got to get to work, but hopefully, like, a fucking place comes along that we're all just like, oh fuck, this is the office.
Bury some crystals and, like, pray.
Yeah,
on
let's just burn some sage
and talk to probably a realtor.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were gonna say psychic,
you know,
but
I'll just probably go to the source of it.
Well, I didn't want to have to be the one to say this, Lee, but I'm gonna have to admit to you that Mercury will be in retrograde very soon.
See, this is the pickle. It is. This is the pickle.
And it's just like, don't get an apartment while Mercury's in retrograde.
Dude,
that's what my mom always said.
Don't make big decisions.
Don't make big decisions while Mercury's in a retrograde.
Well, and here's the problem with it is that, like, I'm an Aries. Mercury's in retrograde during my time. It's gonna hit me hard,
Lee. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna jump right in and ask you some hard hitting shit right
now.
Oh,
I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm usually an open book.
Well, let's open that book, baby.
Okay.
Let's find the hottest chapter.
Open book. All right, great.
Well, here's the question.
Great, go.
Do you believe in astrology? No. Like the power of the energy.
So
of astrology.
Quickly, no.
Yeah, good, good.
You know what? I grew up with a very designated faith, truthfully. Like, you know, my parents are Christian, and it was a genuine thing in our house of, like, you know, growing up with this faith, and I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, because we grew up with love and light and kindness and accept others and accept joy and in your heart, and they are the kind of people that are nothing but accepting and gracious and mercy, like, to every level is who they are as people. But, like, it was
good Christian people.
Good Christian, like, the salt of the earth, Like, they are the people that, like, live what they preach. They love whoever comes in their doors, you know. The truth of the matter is what they are.
Sure, sure.
But when I grew up, it's like, then you, the only difficult part about that is that you grow up and you go, oh shit, there's so much more out there.
Yeah,
that
and I didn't know. Yes, yes.
And as strong as you are in this, they're as strong as they are in this. You know, it's like, there's people that believe Mercury is fully in retrograde and like they were fully invested in it.
Yeah, and look, it's all about, like, you know, belief is a strong thing, and whatever totally. You want to believe in, as long as it's not hurting people, whatever. Even yeah. though there's fundamentalists on all sides of all extremes that ruin it for other people, but yes. But you know, for the root and intents and purposes of religions, they're all kind of based on pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
But astrology has always been like an interesting thing to me, because it's so yes. easy to knock it off as like a bullshit thing, because you're like, fuck you, the moon fucking yeah. doesn't, or like, these stars don't mean shit yeah. just because there was a fucking Venus was next to fucking Halley's sure. Comet the day I was born or some shit. Like, who fucking, like, it's easy to pass it off as bullshit.
Yes, it is.
But there is a lot of shit we don't fucking know, mm-hmm. dog. And I was actually, the reason why I bring this up is because I was on Facebook, and a friend of mine,
Facebook,
which, by the way, everyone might be jumping ship soon from Facebook.
Everyone?
I mean, a lot of people are talking about jumping ship because shit's crazy. I
know my friend Callie from high school that keeps posting weird Republican memes, sure as shit won't go anywhere. Oh, well, yeah, that sure. thing.
But there's a lot of people that are getting kind of nervous about the information leaks so and stuff like that.
The beginning of Silicon Valley had the best burn of all fucking time.
The newest season?
The newest season, like, in that intro part of Silicon Valley.
Oh, the Facebook logo. The Facebook switches. Logo switched to Russian, yeah.
And I was like, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant dick. So quick. So specific. Topical.
Makes sense. It's perfect.
Beautiful.
So a lot of people are nervous about that. But
didn't everyone get, like, the second that I would search for something, for a pair of shoes, and then it showed up in my Facebook ad, I literally was like, I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm done. I post maybe 3 times a year to Facebook. That's not a joke. I check it constantly because it's a weird whole echo chamber bullshit that I do love seeing that. And I love dogs. You know, I love dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
plenty of dogs on Instagram and Tumblr and stuff.
I know. That's why I'm on the Instagram
and
the
Pinterest
most.
And
I love a good dog.
I don't have a problem with this, like, government's listening to my shit. They're listen, man, don't say anything around your TV. Next thing you know, government's gonna
really?
Be listening. No, fuck all that shit.
No,
I don't give a shit.
I
you
do.
Know why? Because I'm not I'm not. Nothing
see,
I say matters.
It doesn't matter about what
nothing
you
I say,
say
matters.
That's the thing, is that it doesn't matter about what you say. Like, that's fine. I get that too, because I'm like, great, search my shoes.
I just
whatever.
Feel like the people who are like, government's listening, man, they're the ones that are just afraid of, like, they're just
what
afraid.
I think what
they're people
afraid
who
of
are
is,
afraid
is genuinely, like, it getting to the point where they are using you as, like, a nation, where you're used as this, where
right.
they can
well, yes.
put
now
fake
we're seeing,
news
yes, we're
out
seeing,
like, that is a truthful
yes,
thing.
We are
of, like,
seeing that.
That's when it's a concern, is, like, when you literally will read a fucking thing, an article that you think is an article, and then at the end you're like, holy shit, did I just read an ad?
Yeah.
Was that an ad for, yeah. like, nothing makes me more furious than when I think I'm getting, like, actual news, and then I'm like, motherfucker, you just gave me Garcinia Cambogia.
Yeah, now
ad.
I want to now, like, I want to buy some fucking, like, probiotic
so
pill that's going to regulate
and it's
my
so,
gut.
There's no regulation because yeah. it is a little bit wild, wild west.
Look,
so
it doesn't look. I know, but it's like, as long as you are a slightly intelligent person,
you say that, but it's going to get
real. You just
got
to get smart. You just got to get smart.
I know.
You
got to
read. You got to learn. You got to get your news from multiple fucking places. You got to get your information from multiple fucking places.
Facebook?
Reddit, whatever, anywhere, like, the people you trust, like, don't yeah. just go to, like,
you don't think there's bots in Reddit?
Sure, but it's very easy to read something on Reddit. It's very easy to read something literally
anywhere yeah,
and then
right.
say, wait a minute, I'm gonna do some more research on that. What most people do is they'll read a fucking headline
yeah.
and that's it.
Yeah.
They won't read the fucking story.
Yeah.
They'll read the headline and go, we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
But it's like, really, the headlines are mostly, like, fucking hyperbole, fucking huge,
well, I mean,
hugely
it's all,
hyperbolic
it's all so
bullshit.
You will read it. It's all
yeah, it's meant to get your attention and
yeah.
shit. Yeah, yeah, it's sensationalism. And so, just read, man. Just read and do research. It's so easy to do research. It's so easy. We have
what
the
was
world
the last thing that
at
you
our
researched?
Fingertips. Okay, really? You want me to think
yeah,
about this?
I do. I know what the last thing I researched was.
Ooh, I remember. Oh, shit. I was on Reddit and I was looking. Oh, I was researching how to get Rock Band working on the.
Okay.
All right. And I went deep into like latency shit and audio shit and went into forums of like how to fucking. I like dug deep into the shit. And so it's like. Oh. But I mean, obviously, I'm not going to find political intrigue in like Rock Band Twitch things.
I mean,
but it's like, look, if I.
What if you did? What if it got to the point where they literally okay, so how you're going to set up your guitar is you're going to do this. And also, please focus on the fact that you do want a Coca-Cola right now. And you're like, oh, God, man.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not worried about myself because I know that if I see an ad with an ice cold fucking Coca-Cola in it and it's a hot July afternoon and I'm fucking thirsty as fuck and someone's drinking ice cold fucking beads of wonderful ice fucking falling down off the fucking.
What Dynamic Banter listeners don't know is that you're sponsored by Coca-Cola. This is
But it's like, I know that when I see that 100% they're just trying to sell me something and they're fucking, that's what that is.
Well, it's the same thing with like the weird, like I didn't understand it because it just made me laugh so hard was when like they would do Kate Upton like eating a burger and I'm like, what is that thing? I'm like, boner burger.
Yeah.
Like, what is
we
that?
We want kids to grow up and get fucking boners while they eat a burger.
I don't know if I want to fuck her at the burger.
Yeah, it's like, imagine like if you're so, like you're a baby and that commercial's on TV. Like that's the moment you find your sexuality.
Yeah.
And for the rest of your life, you're just fucking burgers.
Oh, I already have like a difficult thing because I had such like unpure thoughts of Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek.
Yeah, I wanted to fuck the nerdy chipmunk girl.
I remember this. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And doesn't that like kind of do a number on you? Like mine is just like I liked an authoritarian ruler that was no nonsense and I love a good English accent.
Sure, but, like, who doesn't?
You know, but also there was a Christian band too that I really had a crush on a boy that I was like, well, that feels
and
horrible.
Mommy will love him.
Oh, no.
Okay, so anyway, look, before we get to tinfoil hat and shit.
It's very tinfoil hat.
It's okay. I just don't give a shit. Like, I have nothing to hide. And if they want to use my information for shit, it would be very easy for me to just say, like, it's not me. I have proof.
Wow.
Wait, I wanted to bring it up, but let me get to this first. Wait, we're going to bring it up.
I was going to say, okay,
wrap it up, will you?
Well, I will say this. I don't necessarily. It got me. It Julia Roberts me. I was like, oh! But no, with the, like, you know, Mercury and retrograde Aries thing.
Yes. I'm glad you're still on that because that's what I'm still on.
I had to
because
that's what I'm still
on.
No,
I'm still on it, yeah.
The only thing I will say is that, like, it was one of those things that I would always be like, oh, woof, woof, you know, but. Then, like, a friend did a, you know, birth chart of mine, and it was like, oh, man, that's pretty specific.
I mean, I feel like it's easy
like
to
that.
Do
it's
that,
also,
though.
Like, I what I don't like is because Aries always get, like, bad raps of being, like, stubborn and, like, they're rams and they're fire signs. So that's, like, you're fiery, you're this, you're this, you're this. And I'm like, well, Also, like, there's such a weird, like. Yes, I am that. Also, like, I've had to fight my whole life for stuff, so that's another reason why.
Well, that's because,
like,
you're a woman.
Yes, because of my gender, because of, like, being a sick kid, because of all these things.
Right,
and I'm like, so sure, I guess I loop into that because of my entire life
circumstances. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, there's so many, like, I went to a psychic for the first time, like, a month ago.
I love it.
It was just, like, whatever. It was kind of, it's like, I mean, whatever, it's fine. Someone else paid for it, so
you
I didn't pay for it.
When I was like 22, 21,
which is prime psychic age.
Prime psychic age. You go in. I remember it so
Does
vividly.
Does Joey Johnson love me or
I
what?
I just want to know.
Does he love me?
Tell me if he loves me.
I gave him a pencil and he chewed it.
Focus. No, I went in. One, she was watching like Days of Our Lives on her TV.
Great.
No light was on, which
was
terrifying.
Hey, man, we all put our pants on one leg at a time,
baby. No, she had pants. I think it was a very big moo-moo. And she told me, and... This is the thing. It might have been a curse that she later induced on me, but she told me that I was going to have trouble with, like, travel all my life. Like, not trouble, but, like, transportation. She's like, you're always going to have difficulty with vehicles and car accidents.
Oh, God. And you have, like, a record of
and I have
car
a
problems.
Slew of car problems. But that was also, it wasn't like I didn't have any before her. I was on my, like, fourth car. like when I went into her, she told me, she was like, you're going to have issues. And there's DMVs have lost papers. I've been like pulled over and like suspended license, which I didn't know was suspended, and gone to like them like being like handcuffing. It's sure. like a whole thing.
Sure.
And also she was full toothless. I should preface this.
God bless her.
So and,
was she was she gumming some applesauce?
Oh, she was like fully toothless and telling me this, which was the worst thing to listen to of all time, because she's like, and I was just like, oh.
Did you hear the little whistle?
Yeah, it was. There's nothing to whistle.
You know what I
love
about people that don't have teeth? There's that extra room that you could chomp down into your mouth, so that the mouth gets like pop out. Like, yeah, I love that. I like kind of want that. I want the ability to take
buddy,
my teeth out.
I think you will someday.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee.
Welcome, pal.
God.
Welcome,
you've
buddy.
You've always been so supportive of my dreams.
I just believe in you, that's all.
Okay, so I was on Facebook. I was reading about astrology and shit.
I'm just saying,
and by the way, the psychic I saw... Did she
have her teeth?
She had her teeth.
Okay, I just denied the woman that said all that transportation stuff for such a long time because I was like, well, she didn't have the foresight to know that she was toothless.
Why didn't you save yourself?
Why didn't you save your teeth? Like, did you have?
Yeah.
Did you think about that one?
Yeah.
Did you see that one coming?
What about just like, you know, brushing your teeth?
Hear me out. Days of Our Lives.
Who knows? It could have been like a genetic disease or something.
Yeah, no. She could have been born without all of her teeth.
She was born without teeth. Can you imagine being born without teeth?
No.
A nightmare.
I mean, you are born without
teeth. You're born without teeth.
Yeah, but definitely. Imagine like not a single, or just imagine.
Imagine being born with teeth, like full set of adult teeth. Imagine seeing a baby with full adult teeth.
It's so unnerving. It's even unnerving. My niece now is getting her adult teeth. And
rest
it's
in
like,
peace, Nipples.
I know. Ew. Ew. Unless that's a dog's name.
Nipples? This is my dog, rest in peace, Nipples. What are you going to say when he dies?
I don't
rest in peace. Rest in peace, Nipples. all right, listen. So my psychic, really quick, super tangential. My psychic was like, "Oh, someone who's sick in your family, who's sick?" And I was like,
"Oh,
you know what? Literally no one right now. Like literally no one." She's like, "But your dad's a bit mad at you about something." I'm like, "No, nope." And it was just like all of this shit that like. Probably in some psychic book.
Did you call your dad to find out? Because Steve, if you didn't do that,
my dad,
your father would hold it in.
My dad has been mad at me since he realized I wasn't going to play soccer. So yeah, he's kind of mad at me.
Oh wow, since a fetus, huh?
he's like, no, it's just like I just
a bouncing baby boy. I'm upset.
Is he going to play soccer, Doc?
No,
he looks like a fucking fat nerd.
He looks like, but he's gonna have a lot of fun drawing.
He's gonna tell you. He's gonna learn how to speak Wookiee, which is really cool.
He will ask you to hold his Muppet friend. Well,
he's gonna beg you to buy him a Rancor someday. I know it. But anyway, so I just feel like psychics probably have this book where it's like, here's the 10 categories of like something like such a high percentage of people will have, which is like a sick relative.
Well, it's or like I'm getting a Q or a Q or a W. I'm getting an R.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be an R.
Someone with a W.
A
yeah, it's all these vowels. It's like someone with an S in your family.
Oh my God, it's a C, but it has an S sound.
You know, I see an A.
No, it's a C, but it has an S sound.
And it might
sure.
not be in the beginning. It might. Yeah, exactly. A T.
Yes, her maiden name had a T.
That's who I see. That's who I see right now.
So you see my Aunt Carter.
I see your Aunt Carter Tonstala. You guys called her CT because holy shit.
Carter Tonstala.
Tonstala. Of the Delaware Tonstala.
Yeah. Well, you have to. She's definitely of the Delaware.
They have a gondola service in Simi Valley. Tonstala's Gondolas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
do. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
The reason why they do is because it was actually a long family-run thing. Her brother has a tonsillectomy business.
Oh, Tonstala's tonsillectomy services.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And he split off. It was a very big void in the family. Did not talk for a very long time.
Didn't one of your the Tonstalas own a tarantula?
Yes, the Tonstala's tarantula.
The Tonstala's tarantula farm.
It was really a beautiful time. But you know, they sadly went under in that big tarantula bubble.
There was a torrential storm with the tarantulas. The terrestrials.
Oh,
an extra tarantula. The Tonstala terrestrials. was my favorite soccer team that they had. Okay, listen. So I was reading about astrology. Someone on my Facebook was like,
can you do the voice, please? I think it needs a voice, but don't do like a quintessential voice.
Okay. So I'll just do a voice for this one. It is profoundly weirder to me when someone takes the time to insist Mercury retrograde isn't real. You're dumb. I understand how all things work. There's nothing new to learn. All things we cannot prove are fake. Then when someone who believes in it is just like, yeah, the universe is crazy and we understand so little of it. But here's a theory that's been around for like thousands of years of astrology, and this is how it works. It's not like someone telling you the earth is flat, which is an interesting point.
It's a very interesting point.
Because it comes back to us saying, like, we don't know. We just don't fucking know.
Dude, I do think that is so true. So that's, I was going to say at the beginning of this 47 minutes ago, I was genuinely going to say, like, the problem is that, like, I was very enriched in this, like, ideal of something, you know, growing up. But then, like, it is truthful. Like, there's so many things of like sound healing and like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. And like Andy Kaufman
and
did all this weird
and, like,
shit
magnetic
when he was
stuff and
sick,
like,
yeah,
truthful, honest thing, tinctures and this, that, the other
sure.
thing that you're like, yeah, man, we don't know. We really don't. The only issue
holistic
is
medicine.
That, and this is the issue with every thought process and every form of belief system. Is when an asshole gets a hold of it.
Sure. Or a crook.
It's really it.
Or a crook. Or
a crook or an asshole. Whenever someone gets a
hold
of it.
A snake oil salesman.
And it's not even just like, so it could very well be like a very smart person telling me about that. But then some other person with a green
they
juice
exploit
drink
it.
Is going to
yeah.
be like, well, you know, Mercury is a very retrograde right now. So.
And so if you buy this $100 pamphlet,
you right now, yeah.
and you'll get on these boxes.
That and also just the yeah. annoying thing of like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I like forgot because
oh, yeah.
Mercury's
when people use it as an excuse. Yeah.
Like,
sorry.
Okay.
Mercury's in retrograde. Like when they're.
Great,
yeah.
Wonderful. Fine.
But it's like.
You still have to CC me back on that email, Sheila.
Right.
Mercury's in retrograde is not a subject.
You still
title.
Owe me $250. Like,
oopsie doozy.
Like, is that going to come from space?
Really? Did your Venmo app? Really? That's going to be...
But someone in the thread posed an interesting...
Oh, I love a good thread.
I know, it's a great...
Thread.
So I was reading this thread because I was like, all right, you know, look, even though it's so easy to make fun of astrology,
no,
like this was
yeah.
an interesting topic. So someone else in the thread said, look, our bodies are 70 to 90% water, depending on who you ask. And the moon controls every wave pattern on this planet.
Ooh.
Celestial bodies in some way, wavelength, or multiversian energetic fingerprint
yes.
have an effect on us.
Yes.
How great is that kind of idea there?
Yeah.
That, like, it's true. The moon does control
oh,
the
yeah.
waves. And
well, also, like...
Owen knows this.
They talk about, that the moon controls waves? I hope he
Owen
does.
Knows the moon controls waves.
Owen, don't you know that,
Owen's
buddy?
A big space nerd. He knows that.
Owen, you know about the moon and waves, right, pal?
Tides,
he just says. Tides.
Tides.
But here's the thing, too, that I was like, I keep forgetting that.
Tides are the same every day, whether it's a full moon or a dark moon. It's just the size, the gravity of the moon.
Do you think we got any of that?
Nope.
No. All right. Well, Owen said, I loved a moon.
Owen says, hot dogs for dinner. How
hot
about
dogs.
It?
Put it in some biscotti.
What?
He said it's important to know that the
like a full moon.
Sure.
Just how much light is on that.
Sure. The moon affects the tides evenly throughout daily.
Here's what this person has to say. Okay. I love telling astrology pessimist friends, if the moon controls the tides in the ocean and women's menstrual cycles, it makes
know.
Perfect sense that it would control water levels in our brains and put more or less pressure on your pituitary gland, therefore affecting our moods and emotions.
Well, so
that usually gets them to be more open, and if you can understand that, why couldn't every other planetary body having unseen energetic effects on too many things to even keep track of? Astrology is too complicated. You have
I
to
really
be good at
think,
math to really understand.
I think you putting it into like, it's like the same thing with like how feminism is such a triggering word because there's like all these different thought processes that go with it.
Sure.
When in reality, it's just one.
Pretty simple.
But like pretty simple, just equal.
Yeah.
Equality. But that's not the tangent. The tangent is that like astrology is a difficult word because it attaches all these things with it. But truthfully, it's like we could just pop it into that whole universe. Like, sure. The universe is this. And I do so viciously believe in, like, the power of energy. And, like, I do think, like, that's what prayer is. Like, I know people that have been, for lack of a better, like, it can seem naive and whatever to you, and I really don't care because I'm at that age of my life. But, like, I know people that have been deathly ill, like, 2 weeks to live. And then I know hundreds of people that have prayed for them, and they miraculously get better. And
but the opposite can be said about it as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All of those things can do.
And nothing happens.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. But I do believe in just...
Really praying that hard.
What?
They just probably weren't paying high enough. No, I just do believe in, like, positive energy. I do believe in the energy.
I believe
that
I believe in a type of energy.
I do believe
energy,
in a type
yes.
of energy. I believe in putting a positive energy towards there. I believe that nothing bad can come from putting
a
positive
energy
first.
Yes.
I really believe in that.
And even if, like, I love the idea of, like, whatever you put out into the universe, you get back.
Yes.
But it's like, even if that's not true, it just feels so much better to be nice and
yes.
good.
Yes. Well, and to believe in a
and
hope
people
for
respect
that.
You
like,
more
to
when
hope
that happens.
That will be what it happens. Like, to have that hope is such a beautiful thing of, like, okay,
sure.
all these people are there for me. So, and again, yes, both sides can be said, but I do truthfully believe in the power of, like, of people and their energy and their thought and their love and their light. And I really do think that there's something to be said of that because I felt
sure.
it tangibly. I have felt that in
sure.
my life.
And
before.
I can't deny that you felt something. I'm not
yes,
you.
Exactly.
I can't tell
so
you
that's
you
the
didn't
whole thing
feel
of
something.
Like you feel that in an energy and in a room and in a friendship gathering or any of this, that, and the
sure.
other thing. I went to a moon circle, which is basically like, you know, the moon gets very full and then you, like, you know, talk about
and
it's
you
like
fuck
very
each other
based. Oh yeah, just grapes everywhere.
just, no, not to eat.
So no, God no, that's your bed. That's your grape bed. Don't
you
fuck
eat
up.
Your bed?
Don't eat the bed.
You wouldn't eat your bed.
You wouldn't go home and eat your Calvin Klein sheets.
You wouldn't eat your bed.
Don't eat your grape sheets. Okay? Try not to do it anymore.
I just picture someone under grape sheets. What does it even look
it's
like?
It's the scared one in the orgy just
yeah.
being like, I'm just going to eat these grapes from here, I guess. Like, I'm kind of panicking. It's a little too dangerous.
Can I just going to hide my body?
Oh, I understand that I'm safe. I just don't feel clean.
Wait, can I ask you something really quickly?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a little something that I like to call, Jesus Christ, what happened?
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Oh, here it is. There it is.
Ew.
Have you heard of a little something called Blue Apron Lee?
I've heard of it, Steve.
Good, because so have I. And it's just, you know, it's just the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S.
Well, what happens when I get that meal kit delivery?
Well, you get a delicious meal that you can cook in under 15 minutes and can feed
under
your whole family.
Under 15 minutes?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a game changer.
Oh, yeah, baby. What are you, nuts? Sorry, it could be cooked in under 45 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I cook a lot. And I was like, fuck.
under 45.
Okay,
but I'll tell you the types of things that you'll be cooking under 45 minutes. You ready for this?
I just picture 15 minutes.
It's like just slop. Cake. Just this,
just
like this.
It's just
like a can of beans, like a bowl with beans.
Thank you, honey.
I made it myself.
Oh, my God.
No, listen.
Bandaged hands.
Listen, you're not just having burgers for dinner, Lee. When you're with Blue Apron, you're having short rib burgers with
oh.
a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun.
Well, is that beer-infused cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun?
You know, it's just fancy. Hey,
wow.
How about a seared steak and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots? And that's all under 45 minutes without a trip to the grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Blue Apron is just the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. And their mission is just to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. And they do that.
You
can
be a chef.
Oh, yeah. Anyone can be a chef.
Anyone can be a chef.
You can be a chef. And it's amazing. There's a two-person meal plan. There's a family meal plan. There's a wine plan. You get 6 bottles of wine delivered monthly.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's a lot of wine.
Well, you have a lot of people over. I mean, hopefully that's what you're using it for.
Yeah, baby. Blue Apron. Come and get it.
Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. The menu changes every week based on what's in season. It's designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team, and they provide up to 12 new recipes a week.
Steve, what if I don't like a certain thing?
Oh, guess what? You can just switch it right out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so easy. And it's, I'll tell you what, I've cooked with Blue Apron, and I don't cook anything. And I've made meals that are absolutely wonderful that, if you don't tell people, they wouldn't even know that it was a Blue Apron meal.
That does feel nice. Also,
they think that you turn into a great chef and you start making fancy meals. Like, how about this? From the month of March,
that's where the month we're in.
There was a quick bucatini with broccoli and pecorino cheese.
Oh, I love pecorino cheese.
How about a pan-fried chicken breast with sweet and tangy zucchini?
Yes.
How's that sound?
Great. Ooh,
hey, how about this? How about some Italian-style shrimp and sweet peppers over fragola sarda pasta?
Fragola sarda.
And hey, if you're not into that, there's a Parmesan-crusted steak with mashed potatoes and broccoli.
Oh, that sounds like right up my lane.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
So guys, if you want to get in on these delicious meals, all you got to do is go to blueapron.com/banter. And we're treating those dynamic banter listeners to $30 off your first order. $30 off your first order by going to blueapron.com/banter. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/banter. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Lee, before I do the next and final sponsor ad, can we talk a little bit about this?
Oh my God, wow.
No! Oh my God!
So Steve just discovered this.
No, I didn't just discover it.
It feels like you just discovered it because you're just... Okay, Steve gets in these kicks where he like won't care about something and then he'll find it hilarious.
No,
that's the truth.
I discovered this like maybe a month ago.
Wow. But and then what happened? Then you
I just would see it sometimes and I'd love it. And last night I saw one. And I just started laughing out loud, which like never happens.
Yeah,
I was alone
sure.
in my room and I was just laughing out loud. I LOL'd.
So for those of you that don't know, look at the meme. Just Google meme. Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. OMG. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. People have been using it in really funny ways.
Yes. I made up one where it was, oh, no, I yawned.
Because usually it's like. You know, when my friend tells me, or when my friend shows me their new haircut.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
wow.
Colon.
Oh my God. Wow.
Well, like so Steve
the most
is,
unenthusiastic.
I needed to know
oh my
too, God. What the context of this was, because I just kept seeing it everywhere, and I was like, what is this
Yeah,
from?
What's it even from? It's what from, is- it's apparently from this movie, that's like one of those like crazy, like, weird action movies from another country.
Oh, I love it.
And
I
it's just
it.
Like the acting is strange and the editing is really strange.
And also the sets are weird. The sound is weird.
Yeah,
it
sounds weird and bad. And it's just like a cheaply made like action movie from a third world country
yes,
or something.
And like the woman that's in the scene with this guy, it could not be less into him.
She looks so uncomfortable
physically.
Being
She's
in the
like
same
literally
room with this man.
Her full body is angled away from him. She's curved away from him.
Right.
And she's like having a wonderful scene of, oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And so Steve and I are now coming up with memes of like I will say one of like when you eat corn and you see it in your poop later.
Oh my God. Wow.
I want to make one that says when your friend tells you what they're getting back on their tax return this year.
Oh my God. Wow.
When your friend shows her you her horrible new haircut.
Oh my God! Wow!
When your friends finally tell you they're getting a divorce.
Oh my God! Wow!
When your friend says they're about to have their fourth baby.
Oh my God! Wow!
It's just, it does work for a lot of
okay,
things.
Here's one that was really inside baseball, but I came up with it in the car with Elliot. Lee, what do you think about this one?
Okay.
When your friend tells you when your friend tells you they're on a veil for a commercial.
Oh.
Oh my God. Wow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Because
you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know how that goes.
Congrats.
Congrats. Yeah, I've been on a veil before. It doesn't always work out.
Don't get too excited.
Don't get too excited. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be life-changing, but, you know.
You could also go another way with it. Like, you found a full Dorito in the couch.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's how I am every time my dog immediately goes poop when I take her outside.
Oh my God! No!
Like, I'm like, good job!
What about when your boyfriend or girlfriend serves you a dinner meal that you absolutely hate, but you have to eat it?
Oh my God!
I've done this before. I have full-on burnt stuff, like fully burnt.
And Dylan's like choked
it down.
Dylan's
like, oh, he's like a champion about it. He's like, no, honestly, I kind of like it better this way.
I've eaten
like,
some awful it's
a,
shit.
It's a burnt thing. It yeah. is a crisp. And he's like, no. Oh my God. Wow. So now it's a fantastic way of just being like, oh my God. But I like.
What if? Okay, how about this? When your friends tell you they're going. When your friends tell you they're going to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Oh my God! Wow!
I do really like when your friend tells you that she's on a cool new diet.
Oh my God! Wow!
Okay, how about this one?
Hold on, I got one.
Okay.
When your friend tells you Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh my God! Wow!
Okay, how about this one? when your friend tells you they found shoes in their size at the thrift store.
Oh my God! Wow!
When your friend tells you that Burning Man isn't about the sex and drugs.
Oh my God! Wow!
It's the art. It's the art. I really love
it. When your friend says they went to go buy weed for the first time.
Oh my God!
It's a third one.
Yeah, and it's so good.
Man.
It's so good.
I love the third. Oh my God, because it's in a hole.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's listen to it one more time.
And then she's just like, yeah.
Give us one more, and then we'll listen to it one more time.
Me?
Yeah. Give us one more.
The one that I.
Okay. Wait.
Only think of is
no. Don't do that one because that one should be saved for something.
It should be saved.
What about? Ooh, when your friend starts to play Wonderwall on the guitar.
Oh my God! Wow! Oh my God!
Oh my God! It's so good!
Oh my God!
It's so good!
The third, oh my God.
Oh my God!
All right.
See, I feel like that, I genuinely thought that was from like a reality show.
I know, that's what I thought too. Like someone was given a gift.
Like that, or because it also was like, do you remember back with like Trading Spaces or like some of those were like full nightmares and made me so happy. Or like when they did that like home makeover show.
Sure. Oh, and they would bring them in.
You would like tell the family.
You could tell
was,
they
like,
weren't
I
into it.
Don't like this because they were
or like Pimp My Ride.
Yes. Or, like, they would genuinely be like, he's a 7-year-old kid, and he's like, oh, I like tires. And they're like, great, this whole room's going to be a tire.
Yeah, it's just like his bed is a giant tire with a pillow in the middle of it.
You're like, he's 7 years old, but, like, there was one.
Yeah, it seemed like that was the reaction.
It was always, oh, my God. Wow. There was one Trading Spaces thing, and I hope you can ever find a clip, but it was like they liked country western things. And so the people that traded with them glued straw to their wall.
Oh no.
It was covered.
Wait, it's up to the contestants to make
that was the
over
whole thing
the
of
other person's house
that you would trade, oh, and then they fuck. Would make it over. I mean, it, oh, and it was like the, sometimes it was great and sometimes it was disastrous. I think
was
they
that
liked
disastrous?
The disaster. Oh, it's straw on your wall
and it looks awful.
Would, oh, it looked like a weird hole with straw on their wall.
It looked like the hole Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I mean
Saddam Hussein was hiding
yes,
in.
100%. To be honest, that was probably formed a little better. But like it was so, and you just see this like couple just being like, no.
Yeah. What do they call it? A spider hole? Is that what they call it when the where people hide in the?
I don't know, but I love calling it a spider hole. Oh my God! Hi, we're spider hole. To get us started, we just need two suggestions. Probably something they're doing with their hands. You're like, what? Who are these people to each other? Are they like brothers, sisters, cousins?
Hello, Van Nuys. We are spider hole. One, two, three.
Well, did you hear about Tiffany?
No, what happened?
Oh, her spider hole.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's flaring up again.
Oh, I thought she was over it.
No, she actually went to ICU.
Mikey, I'm going to need you to shut your spider hole and get back to work. Okay, so Lee, let me ask you another question.
Wait, Steve, have you...
No, I have to ask you a question.
Oh, no, son of a bitch.
Hey, do you like brushing your teeth?
Yes.
Well, when it comes to your health... So, I'm sorry, I'm reading now. Comes to your health, brushing your teeth is one of the most important parts of your day. And I'll tell you who knows that. That's Quip. Quip knows that. They've combined dentistry and design to make a better electric toothbrush. Sorry.
Wow, Freudian.
Your names are similar!
Freudian, our names are similar and you're in love with both of us.
Lee.
Great.
Have you ever seen a toothbrush that when you look right at it, you're like... Wow!
You really should have pulled that clip up.
Have you ever seen a toothbrush that just makes you straight up say, why is it so low? Whatever. The music has to be louder. It doesn't matter. Listen, the point I'm trying to make here is that Quip makes these amazing toothbrushes that are like, they're basically like the Apple, the iPhone
Ooh, yeah,
of
yeah,
toothbrushes.
I get that.
It's like super space age looking. Yeah. It looks like when you see a future movie, it's totally like the toothbrush you see in the bathroom of a future movie.
Does it brush my teeth still?
It doesn't brush you for it. It brushes them for you.
Ah, fuck.
But it does have a vibration feature.
Ooh, bingo, which, bingo.
Yeah, baby.
I'm sold.
And it has guiding pulses that alert you when to switch sides in your mouth, which makes brushing the right amount effortless.
Oh. Yeah, like that's a buzz, right. Buzz.
And Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror, and it just unsticks, and you can use it anywhere when you're traveling or whatever. You just stick it right on the mirror.
Convenient for
it's
that vibration
It's so freaking
setting.
Cool. It's so freaking cool, guys. And I'll tell you what. Quip subscription plan refreshes your brush on a dentist recommended schedule, so they deliver new brush heads every 3 months to your home for just
$5. Brush heads, roly poly brush heads, brush heads, brush heads, eat them up, yum!
And there's free shipping worldwide, guys, so all you Canadians get excited.
You live in the UK? We'll get you tough a Quip.
And Quip is backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals, including dentists, hygienists, and dental students. Guys, most toothbrushes don't get named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of the year, but Quip did.
My aunt, Carter Tongstella, she has two Quips.
Well, there you go. Those Tongstellas are smart.
Yeah, they are.
Guys, so Quip starts at just 25 bones, and if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter. That's getquip.com/banter. Huh?
I like this music, Steve.
Thank you.
It's very sensual and kind. Like a little waterfall in my brain. Oh, thanks, Quip and Blue Apron.
Oh my God! Wow!
Oh, I love All right. It.
So anyway, Lee, anything else you want to talk about before we do a history road?
No, I think we're doing pretty good. What's a history road?
I do want to say that the continuing adventures of your... How's the bread production going?
Oh, it's great.
I love the bread stuff going
on. We haven't made it this week because, you know, you do get like a little breaded. You're like, oof, it's a lot of bread. But it's great. It's going good. We're learning.
There's no such thing as too much bread.
No, it's delicious. We tried like kamut grain, which is like an ancient wheat grain. And then we tried like taking the degrees down a little bit.
Sure.
Pumping this up. It's really
so
fun.
So you guys
to,
are
like,
just kind of like little, a little bit
of.
You're
trying to get like the perfect thing. You're trying to get like, I want that crispy crust, but I don't want to burn the bottom. But I want it to be perfectly leavened, not over leavened, not under leavened. It's a whole thing.
Sure.
It's a whole process.
But you're having a great time.
Yeah, it's great.
And I tasted the bread and it's delicious.
It's delicious. It's also like quite possibly, I will say this, fresh out of the oven sourdough bread might honestly
okay,
be
Okay, so
one
I need to try
best.
That next. Can you make that happen
yes,
for me?
Yes, because it really is like, we went up north to my parents' house over the weekend and Del made a bunch
Paso
of bread.
Paso Robles?
Yosemite.
San Francisco.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Sure, Paso Robles. I'm from Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
No, we went and we made bread. And,
for your family?
Like, for my family, and also just because we were like, oh, well, we can do it. You made it there?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And
that's fancy. That's a fancy
It was like literally 10 o'clock at night, because by the time you're done doing everything, it was like 10 o'clock at night when they came out of the oven. And all of them were just like hordes, like sitting there, just like,
give it
shit. Like, and it was like, it was two full loaves gone.
Did you
like,
do any garlic butter?
Oh, my brother. Butter. My brother's phenomenal at cooking. I think he like, no, I will never say he missed his calling, but because I viciously believe in his passion. But like,
but he's got a standby.
Oh, he has a standby through and through. He made like, he took like bacon fat and butter and garlic and mauled on salt and like
chives. How does he know this stuff?
He's just a brilliant boy. Wow. He knows a lot of things. But he like made this like bacon butter for the freaking bread.
Bacon butter.
He
just
whipped it up, and he whipped up some honey butter too. And it was such a game changer. I think that
honey
I was
butter
like,
is a weakness of mine.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I want that to be a porn star's name.
honey butter. I think honey butter is a weakness in mine.
Hi, my name's honey butter.
No, that's not it. That's too young and okay. Too weird. It's
my name's honey butter. Hey, my name's honey butter.
No, I think it's more like, hey, everybody, my name's honey butter.
How about this one?
All right.
Oi, hello there. My name's honey butter.
No. Hi, my name's Honey Butter. Did anybody order a pizza? I'm Honey Butter.
Why pizza?
Because the pizza guy comes to fuck you.
No.
In a porno.
Get your toast ready. Here comes Honey Butter. Did anybody order some biscuits? Because I got some Honey Butter.
That's her. Bingo, bango, right. You found her. Right. She's possibly 80?
Anybody got some of that brown bread? Because I'm the honey butter.
We do not know how old she is. It's either a very hard life of a 50-year-old, or she's 80 and she's doing great.
Baby, you can serve me hot or cold.
Oh, I can see her.
Honey butter.
Oh,
you can smell her.
I can definitely smell her. But I think she wears a lot of perfume. She was a
yeah, like it's
smell.
Overpowering. Yes. Like she walks into the bank and
fully,
someone across the bank can smell her.
Fully, but I do also think she wears some pretty scantily clad outfits for.
Oh my God!
Wow! Honey Butter. My name's Honey Butter.
My name's Honey Butter.
You guys ready to spread it?
Who wants to spread the honey butter?
Oh, man. All right, everyone.
History. History.
This is beautiful.
Okay, guys. So, there's just a quick history road here. There's a bunch of them that we haven't read in a while, but there's a real quick one here. From Galaxy Pendleton.
Ooh.
That says, regarding Burger King's chicken nuggets. Lee, you could probably chime in on this one.
Well, I will.
There was an episode where Mike and I talked about Burger King's nuggets. I think Mike says, well, let me read this. He said, just want to settle this. In episode, open eyes, close eyes.
Sure.
Y'all Lil boys talk about what people call fast food. Mike says that the Burger King chicken nuggets are better than McDonald's. Steve disagrees. Steve, I'm sorry, but you're completely wrong. Thank you. P.S. Love you guys and never stop making content. It will always make me laugh. But Steve, you're just wrong. I'm sorry. So this man also agrees with Mike's. Mike thinks the Burger King chicken tenders are better than McDonald's nuggets. And I think that's insane.
You know, this
the
is difficult.
Burger King nuggets taste like rubber to me.
No, no, they're good.
You like the Burger King nuggets, the tenders?
I don't know if I like them better, but here's the reason why I don't know if I like them better. It's purely nostalgia from you with chicken nuggets. And I think
but
it might
McDonald's
be for you,
nuggets?
Too. I think what you're eating, sir, besides the, you know, weird chicken slime and
the pink chicken
glutamates
slime
and all the sodium levels, what you're eating besides that is, like, family love time.
Sure.
That's the thing. I do genuinely like, I even was a fan, and this is going to, I mean, it's going to be so polarizing, and I'm so sorry to even bring it up. I was a fan of chicken fries.
No, I like the chicken fries.
I liked it.
Yeah, they were so easy.
I had a great time
with them. You just put them in your cup holder.
You pop them in your mouth.
Pop them in your mouth.
Is that what you're calling your mouth now? Your cup holder? Just put them in your cup holder, baby.
Why don't you plant one on my cup holder? I'm honey buddy.
She's getting progressively grosser. Owen pops up and says, were the chicken fries those things we ate in the airport on the way to New York?
Potentially. I don't know. I liked them. I don't know if that's it.
But nothing solidifies your adorable marriage more than that moment right now of like, now, Sam, did I have clams in Oregon?
Yeah, that's totally a married couple.
It was right after we went to that Kohl's and I got that beautiful cashmere blue scarf.
Honey, where did I eat the sandwich with the olives in it? Pachanos. Remember? What?
Pachanos.
No, it's not Pachanos.
Oh, Subway.
No, what was the other one?
Jersey Mike.
No, the first one.
Pachanos.
It was Pachanos.
Was those the chicken nuggets we ate in the airport?
Ooh, baby. You put me in the microwave.
Also, Owen is in here with his glasses on his forehead like a real hip dude, baby.
Careful. He put them on and he's ready to party.
That is, I do that all the time though to Delman. And he's like, I have my own stuff to remember. Why would I do that to you? Like, he'll be like, but he does the same thing to me. He'll be like, Where was that envelope? And I'm like, I don't know. That's yours. That's right. Your envelope. I don't
Honey,
know.
Honey, where's that jacket I love a lot?
I don't know.
I don't know which
it's
one.
Never like, you got to help me. You got to know. It's a throwing it out there.
Ma'am, it's okay. No, it is a, but I just.
No, but it's such.
I don't know.
It is such a thing, though. Like, obviously, you remembering that.
He's really bad at it, though. He's the kind of person that will literally, there will be something directly in front of him.
But
and he'll
Owen
be like,
remembering
oh, it's not in here.
That he had chicken fries
That's
maybe at an airport before he went to New York is insane to me.
It is. That
like,
is
why would you remember that?
Because it was like they had just come out at Burger King.
Oh, okay. He said they'd just come out. And were you, hear
you
me
know,
out.
I got to be honest with you. One of my weird things, because I have like a stomach thing, I have like a tummy like nervousness, like my anxiety takes the form of stomach problems.
Once again, an ulcer probably. Yeah.
Maybe an ulcer, I don't give a fuck. We're all going to die someday. But whenever I'm about to fly somewhere, I usually try not to eat anything like disgusting. I try to eat something like really healthy, like I'll eat an apple or I'll eat like a little bit of hummus or something with carrot sticks.
Oh, wow. That's a danger zone for me.
Hummus?
I'm a fart town. It's beans. It's ground up beans.
It's garbanzo beans.
Yeah. One time I ate hummus at Zanku Chicken and I was told I was never allowed to eat it again.
Ooh, no Zanku.
Oh, Zanku. I got real gassy.
Oh, my God. No, I usually try not to eat gross shit because I don't want to feel like... Because you know
nauseated,
how fast food makes you feel fucking gross
and
after
you
eat
all,
it
you
every fucking
also
time.
Also anxietous no matter
oh,
what
I'm the worst.
During
so,
flying.
Yeah, well, I'm a nervous wreck when I'm flying. So
sure.
Even though I do it fine now, but I am still a nervous wreck. And I try to just... I just try to make everything perfect. I try to fucking... I need to be in perfect comfort. I'm wearing like the most disgusting sweatpants.
Yes, me too.
The most comfy sweater.
I get very
a hoodie
angry
that I can just hide
like,
in.
Yes. I get angry when I see like a jean skirt
oh my
and
God.
Like crop top. And I'm like, what is your plan?
Or like someone wearing a fucking full suit.
Oh, I
a
feel
full
I just
suit?
Feel bad for them.
It's like
I'm
a three-piece
like, so
suit.
Sorry.
On a 6-hour flight?
With like wingtip shoes. And you know, what a full
nightmare.
Can I ask you a question? And this is like a truth.
Sure.
Do you... And we're talking like long flights, like nothing under 2 hours.
I have masturbated under a jacket.
All right,
yeah,
well, that's
is that what you're gonna ask me?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Do you take your shoes off during the flight?
I have, but sure. I have not brought them above my knee. I keep them down.
See, I'm petite.
I keep them down.
So I can't be comfortable in a seat because my feet genuinely like barely touch the ground.
Right.
So it's awful. But I will take my shoes off and I know I'm the asshole. Like I know.
But you're wearing socks. Not all the time.
No, I'm wearing socks.
Every time?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's the plane and it's creepy. And because you have to go through the fucking
Yeah. And you're walking through and you're bare feet. Yeah. Well, because, yeah, you also want to wear, and you want to wear like the comfiest possible shoes also, because you're going to slip them off and on in the security area.
I will say, when we went to Iceland, I did see a guy that was wearing like the jimmiest of gym shorts.
Oh,
and,
God.
And like socks that didn't look clean. And like he was just like a white undershirt. And he was just like, he was out cold, but he was just like so just like frat housing in the middle of the aisle, and I kept just being like, "You asshole!
What an asshole!" There's always someone.
He was like up, and he's just like leaning back, and he's like slurking all around, and the poor little girl next to him is like, "I just would like a bit of an armrest."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, he's this guy that like would wake up and be like, I'll do ginger ale," and you're like, "Oh, this guy." But it made me question whether or not, like, because I was like, oh, this guy. And he was like, Dylan was like, you also have your shoes off.
I mean, we're all disgusting people. And honestly, like, flying is miserable for some people, especially if you're flying for, like, 12 fucking hours.
And also, like, sorry if I don't have any of me to be first class.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry I don't have. I always think it's so funny when people, because you see it a lot in Instagram or in social media, where people will be like, oh, another 12-hour flight. And I'm like, I can tell from your area that you're in first class.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Another international flight to Bermuda.
I hate it. And you see them in the fucking comfy-ass seats with their, like,
grow
mimosas
up.
You
and
have
shit. A candle.
Yeah.
They lit a candle for you.
I can't believe we're still on the tarmac.
Oh, my God.
It's been 20 minutes.
It is such a thing that does make me upset about that. Like, of the thing of, like, oh, guys, figure it out. And you're like, God, they're doing a lot of things.
Like, do you know how hard it is to get a fucking giant machine into the air?
Yes.
And then keep you safe
also,
the whole time?
People die. How many car accidents happen every single day with deaths involved? Yeah. And they're doing all this flying.
Oh, my God. I need to get to New York because I have to do an event.
Excuse me.
My tea that I'm hawking has an event going on my poop tea has an event going on in Vancouver, and if I don't get there by 8 p.m. and go to bed, I won't be able to make it to the event tomorrow at 5 p.m.
I do really like that, however, right. Like you're hawking poop tea.
Yeah, you're
like
hawking poop tea, baby. All right.
Hawking poop tea, baby.
My favorite 80s hit.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so that's it. We did it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really? That was it?
Oh, my God! Wow!
We did it.
We did it, baby.
When your friend tells you dynamic banter's over.
Oh, my God!
Just the tail end. Oh, my God!
the tail one is so good.
It's so good.
Oh, my God!
Apparently in the clip, the guy was just told that his wife is pregnant.
Also,
this is his reaction to being told she's pregnant.
His wife, then again, is 15 feet away from him.
And doesn't want to touch him or look at him.
Touch him.
Yeah, like, I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Steve, if ever I grace the world with a product of my loins, will you promise me that when I tell you,
I'll play that clip,
you will find that actor
and have him actually do it.
Hunt him down, bring
and
him
have
to
him come
my
to the
doors.
Hospital.
Oh my God. And I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. Did we harmonize the wow?
I think so, a little bit.
All right. Well, Lee, thank you so much for being
time.
On the podcast. I appreciate you.
I got a Diet Coke. I have been holding in a sneeze for a little bit.
I don't like that even one bit.
Well, I just didn't want to snort all over this microphone.
I mean, I've been doing it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
All right, this is our snot ASMR.
Do you want to plug anything? Valley Folk stuff?
The Valley Folk, always.
Patreon.com/TheValleyFolk.
We also have Instagrams and Twitters and everything.
At The Valley Folk,
the Valley
across
Folk,
all social media.
Valley Folk everywhere you can pretty much think of it.
YouTube.com/TheValleyFolk.
I am genuinely very, very excited about it. I'm super excited. I will say, like, we're taking a little bit of a time to get ready, like,
but it's gonna be so good.
It's gonna be so good. And I also just like, I will say,
so much cool stuff planned.
I'm so grateful for the people that have been so patient and understanding in that. Like, I don't know how else to impart to of like, this is us, like, we're trying to give you the best that we can give you in our lives, in our time, in our effort. And I really feel like if you could see how much genuine time and
so much goddamn work.
So much God. It is. It's a full time. Yeah. So far, it's been a full time job for all of us to do all these things.
Oh, yeah.
And we're getting into that exciting part where every ounce of our work that we've put into this is going to start showing up, and it's going to be beautiful and wonderful and so much more fun for us to do than like semantics. And I just thank you for everyone's patience on that. Genuinely, like, thank you for everyone's excitement, and thank you for everyone's patience, and thank you for being like so dope.
And I second that for sure. And not as eloquently as Lee, but I second that sentiment. And I really appreciate you guys, the Dynamic Banter listeners and the Valley Folk.
That's true. You
and
guys,
Valley
you guys
Cast
got
listeners.
Some good listeners. You guys got some good artists. I see a tons of art
I know.
Around here.
Isn't
Dynamic.
It so great?
It's so cool.
I haven't checked the P.O. box in a while, and I just got a call today.
Yeah, you
got
to check
from the
it.
P.O. box guy, and he's like, you have mail here from since January.
Hey, I hope no one sent you a baby. That's for sure.
Or food.
Or a baby.
Someone sent me some meatloaf. But
that
they
poor puppy.
But he was
dead.
Like, if you don't come pick up your mail once a week at least, then we're gonna have to start charging you a storage fee.
At least that's what my dad said to tell you.
And my mom, who is actually famous porn star Honey Butter, she said
she said, spread 'em.
She said, spread 'em, hey, Betty, spread 'em.
She goodbye.
She says, click it or tick it.
She says only you can prevent for fires.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. And Lee, thank you so much for being my co-host
thank
on this
so
one.
Thank you so much.
Had
I had
time.
A really wonderful time.
Me
really
too.
Great time.
Lee?
Really wonderful time to hang out.
Lee?
And just talk about the things about life Lee? And Mercury and being a retrograde and everything.
Oh, my God.
Now you're just going to get obsessed with that tiny, oh, my God.
I know. That's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, I keep hitting this. Oh,
the spring.
You need to just put that on the loop.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God. Oh, oh, my God. God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's good.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I'm Mac Pagan.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.